Chapter 1. Understanding the Basics of American Sign Language. The History and Evolution of ASL, AIM. Rican Sign Language, ASL, has a rich and fascinating history that spans several centuries. Its roots can be traced back to the early 19th century when Thomas Hopkins Gallaudet, an American educator, traveled to Europe to learn about teaching methods for deaf students. In France, he met Laurent Clerc, a deaf teacher who used French Sign Language, LSF, to communicate with his students. Gallaudet was impressed by Clerc's teaching methods and invited him to come to the United States to help establish HA School for the Deaf. In 1817, Gallaudet and Clerc founded the American School for the Deaf in H. Hartford, Connecticut, which became the first permanent school for the deaf in the United States. At the school, Clerc taught LSF to the students, while Gallaudet taught them English. Over time, the St. Eudes began to combine LSF with their own local sign languages, as well as with the signing systems used by the Native Americans, creating a unique blend that would eventually become ASL. As more SC schools for the deaf were established across the country, ASL continued to evolve and spread. In 1864, Edward Minor Gallaudet, Thomas Hopkins Gallaudet's son, founded Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C., which became the world's first institution of higher education for the deaf. The university played a crucial role in the standardization and dissemination of ASL, as it trained teachers who would go on to work in deaf schools throughout the United States. During the late 19th and early 20th centuries, ASL faced significant challenges. Many educators and policymakers believed that deaf people should learn to speak and read lips, rather than use sign language. This led to the rise of ORALESM, a teaching method that emphasized spoken language and discouraged the use of signing. Despite THSA challenges, ASL continued to thrive within the deaf community, serving as a vital means of communication and cultural expression. In the 1960s, the civil rights movement and the growing recognition of linguistic diversity led to a renewed interest in ASL. William Stokoe, a professor at Gallaudet University, published a groundbreaking study that demonstrated ASL's status as a genuine language, with its own grammar, syntax, and vocabulary. This research helped to legitimize ASL and paved the way for its broader acceptance and recognition. Since then, ASL has continued to evolve and gain prominence. In 1990, the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, was passed, requiring public institutions to provide equal access to communication for individuals with disabilities, including the deaf. THSA legislation has led to an increased demand for ASL interpreters and has helped to raise awareness about the importance of sign language in ensuring accessibility and inclusion. Today, ASL is used by an estimated 500,000 to 2 million people in the United States and Canada, making it the third most widely used language in the United States after English and Spanish. It has also gained recognition as a distinct language with its own unique culture, history, and traditions. As technology has advanced, ASL has adapted to new forms of communication. Video relay services, for example, allow deaf individuals to communicate with hearing people through an interpreter over a video connection. Online resources, such as ASL dictionaries and educational websites, have made it easier for people to learn and practice sign language from the comfort of their own homes. Looking to the future, ASL is likely to continue evolving and growing as more people recognize its value and importance. Efforts to promote ASL education and accessibility are ongoing, with advocates working to ensure that deaf individuals have equal opportunities to participate in all aspects of society. As a result, the history, why and evolution of ASL serve as a testament to the resilience, creativity, and strength of the deaf community, and to the enduring power of language to connect and empower people across all barriers. The importance of facial expressions and body language. Facial expressions and body language play a crucial role in American Sign Language, ASL, serving as essential components that convey meaning, emotion, and context. In spoken languages, tone of voice, inflection, and emphasis help to clarify the intent behind words. Similarly, in ASL, facial expressions and body language work in tandem with hand signs to create a complete and nuanced message. Facial expressions, known as non-manual markers in ASL, are used to convey grammatical information, such as indicating a question, showing negatio n, or expressing the intensity of an emotion. For example, raising your eyebrows while signing can turn a statement into a yes or no question, while furrowing your brows can indicate a WH question, WHO, what, where, when, why, or how. A slight head tilt and a questioning expression can also signal that you're asking for clarification or confirmation. In addition to grammatical functions, facial expressions are vital for conveying emotions and attitudes. A smile, a frown, or a look of surprise can add depth and meaning to the signs you use. For instance, signing, "I'm fine," with a neutral face may indicate a simple statement of fact, while signing the same phrase with a sarcastic or exasperated expression can convey an entirely different meaning, such as frustration or annoyance. Body language, including posture, shoulder movement, and head tilts, also contributes to the meaning of ASL signs. Leaning forward can show interest or engagement, while leaning back may indicate disinterest or discomfort. Shoulder raises can be used to express uncertainty or doubt, while a head nod can signify agreement or understanding. Incorporating appropriate body language can help you communicate more effectively and naturally in ASL. As a beginner, it's essential to practice using facial expressions and body language alongside hand signs. This may feel exaggerated or unnatural at first, but with time and practice, it will become more intuitive and comfortable. Observe native ASL signers and pay attention to how they use their faces and bodies to enhance their communication. You can also practice signing in front of a mirror or record yourself to analyze and refine your facial expressions and body language. It's important to note that facial expressions and body language in ASL may differ from those used in spoken languages or other sign languages. For example, in ASL, maintaining eye contact is crucial for effective communication, as it helps to establish a connection with your conversation partner and ensures that they are following your signs. In some spoken languages, however, prolonged eye contact may be considered rude or aggressive. To become proficient in using facial expressions and body language in ASL, consider the following tips. Gamaco study and practice common no-n manual markers, such as raised eyebrows for yes-no questions and furrowed brows for WH questions. Gamaco observe native ASL signers and mimic their facial expressions and body language. Gamaco practice signing with exaggerated expressions and body movements, gradually refining them to appear more natural. Gamaco engage in ASL conversations with native signers or advanced learners to receive feedback on your use of facial expressions and body language. Gamaco watch ASL videos and tutorials that focus on the importance of non-manual markers and body language in communication. By mastering the use of facial expressions and body language in ASL, you'll be able to convey your thoughts and feelings more accurately and effectively, creating a richer and more engaging communication experience. As you progress in your ASL journey, continue to refine and incorporate these essential elements into your ASL, and you'll find that your ability to connect with others in the deaf community will grow exponentially. The ASL alphabet and numbers. The American Sign Language, ASL, alphabet and numbers are essential building blocks for anyone starting their journey into the world of ASL. Mastering these fundamental components will lay a solid foundation for your future learning and communication within the deaf community. The ASL alphabet, also known as the manual alphabet or fingerspelling, consists of 26 distinct hand shapes that correspond to each letter of the English alphabet. Fingerspelling is used to spell out names, places, or words that don't have a specific sign. It's also helpful when communicating with someone who may not be familiar with a particular sign or when introducing new vocabulary. To begin practicing the ASL alphabet, start by familiarizing yourself with the hand shapes for each letter. Pay close attention to the orientation and position of your fingers, as slight variations can change the meaning of a letter. For example, the letter M is formed by placing your thumb between your index and middle fingers, while the letter N is similar but with the thumb resting on top of the index and middle fingers. As you practice each letter, aim for clarity and precision in your hand shapes. This will ensure that your fingerspelling is easily understood by others. It is also essential to maintain a steady pace while fingerspelling, as going too fast can make it difficult for others to follow along. In addition to the alphabet, ASL also has specific signs for numbers. Numbers 1 to 5 are represented by holding up the corresponding number of fingers, while numbers 6-10 use a combination of the 5 hand shape and the hand shapes for 1 to 5. For example, the number 7 is CGNED by holding up the 5 hand shape and the 2 hand shape simultaneously. Numbers beyond 10 are formed by combining the hand shapes for the tens place and the ones place. For instance, the number 24 will D be signed by first forming the 2 hand shape, followed by the 4 hand shape. When signing numbers, it's important to keep your hand still and clear, making it easy for others to read. To practice the ASL alphabet and numbers, there are numerous resources available, including online tutorials, apps, and workbooks. Many of these resources provide visual demonstrations of each hand shape, along with practice exercises to help you master them. Consistency and repetition are key to developing fluency in fingerspelling and signing numbers. As you become more comfortable with the ASL alphabet and numbers, challenge yourself by practicing fingerspelling common words, names, and phrases. You can also incorporate numbers into your practice by signing your phone number, address, or other numerical information. Common misconceptions about ASL. Many people who are unfamiliar with American Sign Language, ASL, often hold misconceptions about the language and the deaf community. One of the most prevalent misconceptions is that ASL is simply a visual representation of English, with signs corresponding directly to English words. However, this is far from the truth. ASL is a distinct language with its own unique grammar, syntax, and vocabulary, completely separate from English. It is not a mere gesture-based version of spoken English, but a full-fledged language capable of expressing complex ideas and emotions. Another common misconception is that ASL is universal, meaning that it is used and understood by deaf people worldwide. In reality, sign languages vary from country to country, just like spoken languages. While ASL is primarily used in the United States and parts of Canada, other Sioux tribes have their own sign languages, such as British Sign Language, BSL, French, French Sign Language, LSF, and Japanese Sign Language, JSL. Even within the United States, there are regional variations in D dialects of ASL, reflecting the diverse deaf communities across the country. Some people also mistakenly believe that ASL is a primitive or limited language, incapable of conveying abstract concepts or sophisticated ideas. This notion couldn't be further from the truth. ASL is a rich and expressive language that can communicate a wide range of topics, from everyday conversations to academic discussions and artistic performances. Deaf individuals can discuss philosophy, science, literature, and any other subject using ASL, just as fluently as any spoken language. Furthermore, there is a misconception that all deaf people use ASL and that all users of ASL are deaf. While ASL is indeed the primary language of the deaf community in the United States, not all deaf individuals choose to use sign language. Some may rely on lip reading, written communication, or other methods of communication. Conversely, not all users of ASL are deaf. Many hearing individuals, such as family members of deaf persons, interpreters, and those with a passion for the language, learn and use ASL to communicate with the deaf community. Another mistaken belief is that ASL is easier to learn than spoken languages because it is visual. Learning any language requires dedication, time, and effort, and ASL is an exception. Just like mastering a spoken language, becoming proficient in ASL involves studying its grammar, vocabulary, and cultural nuances. It also requires regular practice and interaction with the deaf community to develop fluency and understanding of the language in its natural context. Lastly, some people incorrectly assume that the use of ASL hinders a deaf person's ability to read, write, or speak. This misconception stems from the false belief that learning ASL will interfere with the acquisition of English or other spoken languages. In fact, research has shown that early exposure to ASL can actually enhance a deaf child's language development and cognitive skills, providing a strong foundation for learning other languages, including written English, dispelling these common misconceptions about ASL is crucial for fostering a deeper understanding and appreciation of the language and the deaf community. By recognizing ASL as a complex, expressive, and distinct language, we see and break down barriers and promote greater inclusion and accessibility for deaf individuals. As you embark on your journey to learn ASL, it is essential to approach the language with an open mind, respect for deaf culture, and a commitment to continuous learning and growth. The significance of ASL in the deaf community. American Sign Language, ASL, holds immense significance within the deaf community, serving as a vital means of communication, cultural expression, and identity. For deaf individuals, ASL is not merely a language. It is a powerful tool that fosters connections, promotes inclusivity, and celebrates the rich heritage of the deaf community. ASL serves as the primary language for many deaf people in the United States and parts of Canada, enabling them to express themselves fully and engage with others who share their language and culture. It provides a sense of belonging and pride, as deaf individuals can communicate freely without the barriers often encountered in a predominantly hearing world. Beyond its practical use, ASL plays a crucial role in shaping the cultural identity of the deaf community. It is a visual language that encompasses unique grammar, syntax, and vocabulary, reflecting the experiences and perspectives of deaf individuals. Through ASL, deaf people can share their stories, traditions, and values, preserving and passing down their heritage to future generations. The use of ASL also promotes a sense of empowerment and self-advocacy within the deaf community. It allows deaf individuals to assert their rights, express their needs, and participate fully in society. By embracing ASL, deaf people can challenge stereotypes, break down communicate ion barriers, and educate others about their language and culture. Moreover, ASL serves as a unifying force within the deaf community, fostering a strong sense of camaraderie and support. Deaf clubs, organizations, and events that utilize ASL provide opportunities for deaf individuals to come together, build relationships, and celebrate their shared experiences. These gatherings offer a safe space where deaf people can be themselves, free from the communication challenges and stigma often encountered in the hearing world. The significance of ASL extends beyond the deaf community, as it also plays a vital role in promoting inclusivity and accessibility in society at large. As more people learn ASL, whether as a second language or as a means to communicate with deaf loved ones, it bridges the gap between the deaf and hearing communities. This increased understanding and awareness help to break down barriers, foster empathy, and create a more inclusive society. Furthermore, ASL has gained recognition as a legitimate language in academic and professional settings. Many universities offer ASL courses and degree programs, acknowledging its linguistic complexity and cultural significance. This recognition not only validates the importance of ASL but also opens up new opportunities for deaf individuals in education and employment.